Hi, Nate. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
That's good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thank you. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
No, we just haven't finished setting up at all. So last time I talked to somebody, they were going to wait until we're all set up.
Oh, okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th.
I was told by you guys that we're not going to figure it out until we're set up.
Who told you that?
I don't know, some little Chinese voice. I can't really understand her.
So I'll go back and I'll research the call history because right now you're only past due for $299, but come February 24th, it'll reoccur to $598. It continues to do so until that settles, but I'll definitely go back and listen to the call history because there's no notes suggesting that. And typically, terms and conditions says first page placement takes 45 to 60 days, so we never pause billing, while an account's getting set up, because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours to get it set up.
We're going to a Facebook page, and they were supposed to change it, and they didn't change any of it. So that was not done, and they were supposed to have some other stuff done as well. And I talked to that lady there, and she had said, don't pay the payment until it's not done. And she sent me emails too on it. She said, see if I can find it.
Yeah, if you could find it, that would be great. I'll send you one that says, please reply to this email with yours.
Yes.
And then all I can see is that Nikki from Customer Support has been calling you numerous times to gain access to the Facebook page. So
I was dealing with John, which is awesome deal, and him and I were supposed to keep dealing with each other, and she took over. And I called John back, and I told him, I go, listen, so you and I got to talk, because I can't understand the damn things she says still.
I see. Yeah, she's been trying to reach out to grant access to the page so that we can go in and make those revisions.
I just sent my Facebook page up yesterday.
Oh, did you add Local Splash to it yesterday?
No, I don't know how to add anybody to it yet.
Okay. We sent you an email on January 20th, January 21st, January 29th, January 27th. So I'll send that to you again just so that you have it. It has instructions to add Local Splash. If you have any trouble, you can call me directly and I'll get you over to that department to walk you through it. And then did you get the Google video verification done that was requested on the 20th?
Probably not. And as I said, I keep telling you guys, I'm super busy and I'm a computer retired. I don't know how to run. I've only been on Facebook for like 8 months.
I see. Okay.
I keep telling them, text it to me because I get that damn email and I can't figure out how to look at the last one or. When it comes to the conversation bullshit, I can't, I don't know, I'm having a hard time navigating around it. I'm no farmer from Vermont, so, I don't know how to do this shit.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. I mean, you're much farther ahead than most business owners I talk to, but that Google video verification is a very important step. I'll send you again.
What is the video? First off, I'm actually sure about it.
What that means is it's not a live video where you're on a call with like a Zoom call with like a Google agent or anything. It's just a little form that you would upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area. And then Google will trust you and they'll publish it. So Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So that video verification, it's a quick, less than 10-minute process where you just go on, and if you have a business registration or you have a license or insurance or you have, say, a work vehicle with your state's license plate or an invoice with your address, I think they give you, 8 suggestions on that email of things that you can send. So you don't have to send all 8 of them, obviously. Just send over what you have. If you have just a couple of things, that's fine, and that's enough for Google to say, okay, we can publish them, okay? So that's the first one, and then I'll send you the one for the Facebook access also again. And then if you have any trouble, I can get you over to the verification department. And believe me, they talk to people all the time that are not good with computers, and they'll get them through this step in like 2 minutes. So I don't think you would have trouble if you needed that assistance. They can call you and they can walk you through it. Okay?
Also, and they said something about they wanted to put a different phone number on the web page or some shit like that. I wanted a different number on my trucks and all lettered. So, you know, I want the same number I have outside the truck.
Okay, I'll have them look at the website, and if the call tracking number is on there, I'll have them remove it and put this number on. The only thing is they do not do any revisions while an account is in a past due status, but once it gets up to speed, obviously, you know, they'll make that revision. But question, are you able to do the $299 today, or do you need a little bit more time?
I can do it, but... They said they haven't done anything yet. I mean, I'm paying for something that they haven't done yet. They said they're going to do, you know. They called me. I told them to fix the website. They had a whole thing backwards. They had stuff I didn't even do on there for work and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, and I was just like, you have to fix it. You're going to fix it. It's been a month. You haven't done a damn thing with it, so.
Yes. So if we are asking you to give us access to the Facebook and do the video verification, and we're calling and we're following up and we're sending you the notifications, in the voice verification recording, you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So the hiccup with your account is on your end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they also asked what time to call me at. And I told them, they call me at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. I said, you can't call me in the middle of the day. I've been with no service like 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, you know, it's been skip a service up here. So,
okay.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm near where I live, so I actually have some service back. But, a lot of jobs they do. Like, I'm doing one in Williams County now. There's no service at all. My phone just goes to SOS and sits on the dash.
I see. Okay.
So, you know, I can't answer these calls even the text messages and all that. If you go back, iPhone, you see I haven't even opened them. Different day when they come in, because I don't need them.
I understand. It's just that the system will keep billing you until this settles. So, what I would recommend is if you can make the payment now, do it. I'll get the revisions to work on updating that phone number on the website, and then I can also schedule an appointment for 5 to 6 o'clock tonight to have the verification department call you and walk you through that very important step, right? And then what I can do on the back end just to compensate you, because I don't know if anybody's explained this to you or not, is I can give you the extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. Which means, let me see here, your billing is on the
screen. I thought it was supposed to be $199 too. That's what we agreed on.
If you remove your Facebook ads, it would be $199. But the program is $299, but it includes an extra 100 of Facebook ads. So
we set this up. I talked to them, and they said that they would do it for a cheaper price because I'm a new business owner.
Okay. So I'll review that in the voice verification recording just to double check, because typically the platinum package, which is what you have, it sells for $599 monthly, and then for a new business, they're allowed to reduce it to $299 monthly. But I'll double check.
What last four of the card do you have in file?
The last four of the card, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a Visa ending in 2324.
actually. Alright, what else, dude? If you add money to it. So I try to figure out.
Okay. So you're transferring money right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay, I go. Show me on. How much is that in?
299, and that includes the Facebook ads.
Okay. Now, I'm still in the middle of putting pictures and all that stuff on my Facebook as well, so.
Well, we can't until you give us access, remember? That's why
I myself in the middle of putting pictures on stuff. I just built Facebook yesterday for it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Good for you. Because you said that you're not good on the computer, so that's a lot that you got that done yesterday. That's awesome.
Okay, so, everybody might help me out with it. So
I'll have someone call you at 5 or 6 o'clock tonight that can help you finish getting us access to it, but also that can help you do that video verification with Google, because I know that email is intimidating. It seems like you have to be on some big fancy video call. It's nothing like that. It's just a quick process where you show that you're valid, a valid business area.
I need to test your phone. I'm carrying you off the phone. What a pain in the ass.
Computers have a mind of their own, right?
Right there, it's like. It's getting easy anyway.
I know.
What's the last one? Can I remember again? Yes.
1 second. Let me go back to that screen and see what it says. It's a visa ending in 2324.
Okay, that's the one. Show me what it is. Wait, let me use a different kind of address.
You want to use a different one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, don't say this on the file, so.
Okay. Oh, wait, so you want me to take a one-time payment and then go back and put the original one back on file?
Yes.
Okay, so 1 second, because when I type in the new one, it will erase this one. So let me just make sure this one doesn't get
erased. Well, actually, on the new one, that's fine.
Oh, you want to leave the new one on file?
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. That's fine.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so go ahead.
The 5143.
Okay.
7726.
Got it.
9191.
9191, okay.
1813.
1813. Expiration?
0929.
And the code?
289.
289. And for this card, it's still the Hilltop Circle for the billing address? Or is that different? It's the same.
Nope.
Okay. And then it's okay to process the 299 right now, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'll give you that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. That way we can have a little bit more time to, you know, get you results before you're billed again. So I got the green light on the payment, and your typical billing is the 24th of February, so I'll push that out 2 weeks. Well, it'll be 2 weeks in a day. I'm pushing the next one all the way out until March 9th, okay?
Perfect.
So March 9th. And then expect a call today around 5 or 6 o'clock, and that will be our verification department to help you get that Google video done. And also, if you have any problems with the Facebook access, they'll help you with that too, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that, and like I said, that's what you're going to be on my website too.
The phone number for the website, I'm sending that over right now, so you don't have to wait till 5 or 6 o'clock. They'll do that right away. So you should see that reflected on your site, hopefully by the end of the day today, but if not, tomorrow. Usually it takes one business day to get the update to stick.
Right. By your site, it's not up yet. It's not done yet.
Oh, let me look. It should be done. Let me look, because I thought you said the phone number on the website was their call tracking number. So I thought
they said it's up to look over.
Okay.
You got to change this. They have not said anything else.
Oh, okay. So the site is up, but you would like to have a couple of changes that have not been done?
Yeah. They should say your flooring is at the top of the list. It shouldn't say that at all.
I see tile contractor, tile installation, custom tiles, showers, bathrooms, custom wood slabs, epoxy resin floor. Is that the part we need to remove, or do you do the epoxy resin too?
No, I do the epoxy, the resin slabs, and the countertop line, like resin slab countertops.
Let's see.
I do a lot of custom work, a lot of like fancy stairs and.
Oh, yeah, you know what? With custom wood slabs, it doesn't say it's for countertops. So I would think if I saw this, I might think that you do flooring. And then when I click on it, there's a picture of someone installing flooring. Well, actually, no, that's a tile it looks like. It looks like it's a wood tile. But I'll have them change.
And also, those are my pictures up here. There's pretty people on there, so.
We always use stock photos initially to launch the site in hopes that you'll send us your actual photos. Do you have some actual, like, before and after photos or examples of your work that you could send over?
I do.
Excellent. Okay. So you can just send it to us at photos@localsplash.com, and then we'll update those for you on the site. Okay. Now, do you want me to text you that email just so that you can remember it?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll put, you can send your photos to. That way you'll remember.
My custom showers and the custom countertop and all my beds. So they're all different, you know. So that's one of the main things I do that, you know, so.
Absolutely. No, that would be phenomenal if you could do that because, you know, some people, they're not as interactive as you, and they say, hey, we don't care, just launch the site and put, you know, stock photos on it. It's, you know, everything's fine. And then I always tell people, like, you know what, we can do that, But if you have your actual content, you're obviously going to get better results. You know what I mean? So
I don't think the jobs that are cheap either, y'all. The jobs are underneath like $25,000.
Wow. Okay, well, I am so glad you mentioned that. So I just sent you the email, and as soon as the technicians in the web development department get that notification with the pictures, I'll have them replace that on the site, okay?
$1,500, and then they want me to put a closet in and also a shirt. So,
yeah. I get it. But under the custom wood slabs category, it would be more appropriate to get pictures in the meantime of countertops, right? Not the flooring. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just starting, so.
Okay. Okay, I'm following you. So I'll have them change that temporarily with a stock photo, but when your actual photos get here, then we'll put your actual photos on there, okay? And the good news, Nate, is your website already has your number on it. So whoever you talked to in the past and asked them to remove that call tracking, that's already been done. So that's good. I'm looking at the site, and it says 802-310-6051. So that's good.
The Facebook's done, I'll let you guys know. But when it's actually done, that'll be my logo will be on my cover page of that.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's easy. We already have, so we can do that.
Right now it has the logo on it. It's not finished yet. We have to tweak it, change it. So it's getting done as we speak, I think. So we're moving some stuff around on it. So
okay. Okay. So so then we'll put the logo on the Facebook after you give us the access, which should be taken care of tonight around 5 or 6 o'clock when the technicians call you. So I'll have them call you so that you get those two important steps completed. And then in the meantime, you are all good to go. I already pushed that next billing out with the extra 2 weeks. And then moving forward, starting in March, your billing will resume on the 9th of each month, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad we talked. I think we got it all done. So thank you for taking care of that, Nate. And have a great rest of your week, and try to stay warm and dry, too. I know the nation's getting hit with that storm.
Yeah, it's cold here. That's for sure. So.
For sure. And you've got to be used to it being in Vermont, huh?
Yeah. Right now, it's 80 below right now. So.
Wow. I grew up in Chicago, so I remember those days, but it's been so long, I don't know if I could handle it anymore. Yeah, you do get used to it, that's for sure. So, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a really lovely rest of your day, okay?
You as well.
Thank you, Nate. Okay, and then they'll call you later on between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.